Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, wherever you can find social media, we're probably there, except Snapchat. We're not weird. Avengers Podcast, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You want to see the video version of the show? You want to see what we're doing while we talk? It's kind of weird, isn't it? YouTube.com/TheAvengers. Love to see you there. You get to see our smiling faces. So join us. YouTube.com/TheAvengers. Would you like to support the show? You listen to the show and you're like, man, I really like those guys. I wish they'd continue creating content. And I have a dollar every month. Well, you have a dollar every month? We could use it. It is patreon.com/Avengers podcast. Help a brother out. $1 today gets you access to our Discord. Also gets you exclusive bonus episodes not found anywhere else. Pre-show banter not found anywhere else. And also, you just help pay our bills and we keep creating content for you. It's a good payoff, I think. Patreon.com/Avengers podcast. But you didn't come here to hear 500 plugs. You came here to listen to Echo Episode 2 review. But I can't do it alone. My name's Brandon, and I'm joined by my two hosts. Emmy, how you doing?
I have a fuzz in my eyeball.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the fuzz. I don't think
we can... Must have been all those glasses.
I'm shocked to hear it made past that impenetrable force field you had up
Fortress.
For a while. Yeah.
They were illegal. Yeah. The fuzz on your case.
Yeah. Oh, Keith! Sonic and Knuckles. Love the t-shirt. How you doing, dude?
It is so cold here that the rocks rattling around in my shoes are my fucking toes.
Oh my goodness.
That one's for free.
How cold is it up where you're at? How cold is it at where you're up? I can't talk. I'm done.
Feels like negative 30 degrees Celsius, Brandon. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Don't ask me what that is in Fahrenheit, and don't ask me what they have in Alberta, just west of here, because I've heard they've had minus 30 for like a month.
Oh, so my God.
I feel like a wuss just complaining. Yeah.
Negative 30, Emmy. Shut the fuck up about you being cold today.
I'm not used to it.
I get it.
I'm gentler. My skin's not used to the cold.
Oh, man. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Guys, if you have not watched Echo Episode 2, if you have not watched it, the name of the Echo Episode 2 is Loak, I believe is what it is.
I believe that is.
All right. So, guys, if you have not watched this episode yet, please do not listen any further. We are diving right into spoilers. We don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't watched it yet. So, hey, go back. Go watch the show. I've actually had a couple of people reach out to me and say, hey, I was going to listen to the podcast, and your warning, maybe not. I appreciate it. And I'm like, hey, good, thumbs up. Don't listen. Don't do it. We would rather you watch the show, support Marvel Studios, and you actually know what the hell we're talking about. It's a win-win. So, we'll welcome you back with open arms. So you go away for a little bit and come back home when you're ready. Oh, you're back. You're back. Welcome. Welcome. Glad to have you back. We missed you. Hey, pull up a seat right here. Welcome. Here, this is Keith. This is Emmy. My name's Brandon. Happy to have you here. We're going to talk some Echo. All right. So Echo Episode 2, guys. We really enjoyed the first episode. Had a little bit of a train activity here with this episode. I'm curious what our thoughts were. Keith, you were so lovely. You messaged us the other night, and you're like, I can't wait to talk this episode with you. I don't want you to wait any further, sir. What did you think of Echo Episode 2?
Okay, this episode made me so mad that we're watching them one episode a week, but I also know we have to do that because it gives each episode the chance to breathe. We get to talk about it and think about it a little bit more. Holy shit. The characters that they're surrounding Maya with in this series are coming to light and to life in this episode now, and I want more and more of them. And Maya herself is becoming so close to... She's keeping her secrets, and she's keeping things so close to the chest as well. She's acting so much like Kingpin, and I like that she gets called out for it. We can unpack a little bit more about that later, but I'm excited to do so.
Awesome. Good take, Keith. Emmy, what did you think of Echo Episode 2? You still on board?
Well, I really think that Saphira Crystal is going to be a front runner this season. She's one of my favorites. I also really like Plasma. I'm gonna say Nymphia wins. She's got it. Even though a mandatory meeting.
No, we're not talking Drag Race. We're not talking Drag Race. No, 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 no. No, I know a mandatory meeting because I watched episode one with my wife. We're done. What did you think of Echo episode two? Do not derail this train of an episode.
I do have to show that I do have notes on all of
on Drag Race.
All of the queens.
On the back of your Echo notes.
No,
not that's distracting it's a at all. Oh, okay. Different.
It's a different.
She just decided to bring it and distract herself, Keith. That's what she did.
Yeah, I did.
That was her. It was a choice, a self destruction. She
doesn't know herself at all.
A self destruction, if you will. All right. Well, then we'll go to my thoughts. Echo episode two. What'd you think, Amy?
I'm still on board. I think that this is such a unique show for Marvel. It's not something that I'm usually on board with. And I'm 100%. It physically hurts me to stop watching after I get past an episode. But I know if I continue to let myself, like I've just had a 10-day excuse from work.
Staycation.
I could have watched all five episodes 150 times.
Right.
But I had to stop myself because I wouldn't be able to stop myself from talking about future episodes with you guys. And I don't want to ruin it for you guys. I loved that this episode focused a little bit on the link with the ancestors. I liked that all of the ancestors are female because I love some female empowerment. I'm really loving this show.
And
we hang up on this call, I'm going to go watch three.
Really? You're going to go ahead and watch three right after this? Well, hey, I think it's funny we call ourselves the Avengers, and yet we are literally watching a show that literally was made to binge, and we're watching it one episode a week because we like to torture ourselves. However, I agree with both of you. What I really find fascinating was when I was watching this show in the middle of it, I was like, this does not feel Marvel Studios to me. Like, genuinely, there. And I hate to say that Marvel Studios, because they are very different, and a lot of different content, don't get me wrong. They have spy thrillers. They have heist thrillers. They have so many different, just straight comic book movies. They have so many different little genres within Marvel Studios. But I'm not going to lie, most of Marvel Studios feels very familiar. It kind of feels like this show feels distinctly different to me. It doesn't, if I was watching this show, I could not tell you it's a Marvel Studios show without obviously hints with Fisk and, you know, Echo and other things like that. But if I like that. I like that this is a very distinct flavor. I hope this is where we're getting with the street-level MCU. I think this is where we need to be with the street-level MCU, really taking a lot of notes from the Netflix series, similar like to Daredevil and Punisher. I'm really liking the grittiness that Marvel Studios is leaning into instead of shying away from. I think they know that's what the fan base wants. I think there was a really strong connection with those Netflix characters, and I mean, that's why Charlie Cox is involved back with the MCU. I think Marvel's listening. I really do. And I think this world is very much a reflection of that, which I appreciate. I also love that the world just feels lived in. This feels very realistic. It doesn't feel like this is happening here, this is happening there. This feels like this is really just a real place with real consequences and obviously real ramifications. And there is a real world something you try so hard to defeat that, but maybe the person you're trying to defeat is who you're becoming. And maybe that's a weird reflection. And I love that call out that Keith just mentioned about, hey, you're becoming Kingpin to an extent. And, you know, and she makes it very clear. I'm here to take over and I call the shots. And that's, you know, it's a very powerful statement, but sometimes power can overtake as well. And I'm really curious to see what happens with the character Echo, because I'm very intrigued. Is she going to go too far? Is she going to push herself to a point where she becomes someone she is not a fan of and she doesn't even realize it? I don't know. Or are we already there and we're going to see a turn from that? Who knows? But it's a very intriguing and very, very telling story. I'm excited. I'm on board. Two episodes in, a very, very awesome series and a welcome change of pace for Marvel Studios. So yeah, loved it. So that's all three of us. Emmy, you said you were going to keep track of Rotten Tomatoes to see if it changed any. I'm just curious, has it changed any from week to week since it all released as one?
Do I need to ask you guys to guess or
If
no?
there is a change, we will guess. If there's not a change, I don't see the point.
There has been a guess, a change.
There has been a
There has been
guess.
a guess.
All right.
Ooh.
So it was it 72% last week?
It was at 73 last week.
73. Okay.
81.
I hate to say it, but anytime there's a change, it usually goes down. I'm just going to be real. I'm going to say 70.
All right. So critics actually went up one to 74%. Audiences, Brandon, I'll give you this, did go down 6% to 63. IMDb went down 0.3 to 6.1. And Google users went down 9 to 61% of Google users liking
Is this
this
another
show.
secret invasion thing? Like where we're gonna be on the outside and then we're gonna like figure it out at the very end and be like, oh, okay.
And then be, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like
I wanted to point out too that they sent this entire series to the Choctaw Nation completely translated in Choctaw, which I thought was a really,
whoa.
really, really cool touch. Like
Yeah.
they wanted its approval, and yeah,
That's wonderful.
I
Hell
read
yeah.
that somewhere in the
Oh,
past week and just thought that was really cool.
really nice touch there, Marvel Studios, and great note there, Emmy. Awesome. Keith, do you have something to add, my friend?
Wanted to say that you were mentioning in your opening thoughts of the episode, Brandon, how this feels so different from the MCU. And like when the Daredevil Netflix series came out, it was 2015. So that was the same year as Avengers Age of Ultron and the first Ant-Man movie. I wouldn't say it's a time when the MCU didn't have its footing or didn't have its thing kind of established yet or its tone, but I would say that it certainly was much more open to various kind of ideas and tones. Did we just freeze with that
She
face?
did, and it was
That
worth every second of it.
Yes, I did.
Oh man, I
Yeah,
love
she's
it.
like,
Love
oh shit,
it.
I
You
gotta
just
make a
blew my
totally different
mind.
face. Yeah. Well, it just harkens back to a time with Daredevil being like, okay, this can be still Marvel, totally feel different, and be produced in a very different way that people still really love, and those fans of all Age of Ultron and regular MCU stuff can come over to Netflix and enjoy something totally different, but still feel they're getting like a shot in the arm of superhero awesomeness. So it does kind of feel like we're getting a totally different flavor, which is nice. It's very refreshing.
Yeah, well said. All right. Well, Emmy, why does your face look like that?
It boggles my mind that I started teaching the same year that Daredevil came out and Ant-Man and Age of Ultron. Like that was all that God,
Oh.
it's just weird. I just feel old. That's all. I'm
It's all
sorry.
right.
I'm
Hey,
just having an existential
when the shoe
crisis.
fits, my old friend. You know, if the mattress is 9 years old, just saying.
Flip it over.
No,
It's
you
got
know,
9 more years on
no,
the
that's
other
not
side.
how
On
it
its long
works.
end.
Oh my gosh. No. All right. So we will get started with our detailed deep dive here. So there's the beginning of this, these Native Americans that are paddling, and we see that there's a sport being played. Does anyone know what the sport is called?
No.
Stickball.
That's
Oh.
exactly it. Stickball. I really don't know, to
Nice.
be
Yeah.
honest with
I
you.
had a feeling. I had a
Oh, no,
feeling it
it
was
is
called stickball.
100%.
It is
Okay,
stickball.
sick.
So they are.
Stickball.
So we see that whichever team loses, they will be banished from the lands forever. This ain't no like you lose,
Stakes high.
you go home
Yeah.
with $1 million in your pocket like the NFL. Like, oh my gosh. I don't feel bad when a football team loses a game. I'm like, you're making bukus of money. I don't care. Like, oh
You
gosh.
still get to live where you live.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even
Freaking.
know what it was like
And so,
back in stickball times.
but like we see this warrior, I think this was Loak, who is in the middle of the game, like kicking ass. There's this guy, I don't know if they ever call him by name. They're like, hey, you're needed. And he comes out. I'm like,
Yeah.
why wasn't he playing the whole fucking time? Why is he just now?
Yeah.
Seems a little, don't wait till you're behind with one score remaining. Like, that's not when you pull someone in.
You can't tire that guy out. He's like the Bash Bros from the Mighty Ducks movie. You pull them out of
Right?
the yeah, you pull them off the bench right when you need them.
There it is.
Boom. They come in, they cause all the
Mighty
fouls.
Ducks reference. I dig it. So, all of
Dang.
our audience that's under the age of 35 years old, they're probably confused right now. However,
What's an Emilio Estevez?
yeah,
That's a great question.
please. Yeah, just do some research. Google it. Mighty Ducks. It was a wonderful movie that we watched during our childhood. We appreciated it. Yeah, here we go.
I did a little bit of research, too. Mm-hmm. And that was a way that tribes would figure out disputes that didn't involve war.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, they weren't killing each other. They were just playing a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, like, basically, at this point, I think, based on our own sports, Cleveland, Ohio should probably be wiped off the map.
Hey, no, they won a championship.
We do suck.
No, they won an NBA championship not too long ago. That was a few years back, literally, very recently.
Nobody cares about the NBA.
I do. I love basketball, asshole, but okay.
Damn. Yeah. I know a couple of Looney Tunes that really care about it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that could be like oh, I'm thinking of Miami. What's the Cleveland one? What are they called?
The basketball team? Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cavaliers. We could do the Cavaliers versus the Raptors. Is that a hockey team?
Toronto Raptors is a basketball team.
That's
basketball. That's our basketball. Okay, I like them because
that encompasses all of Canada, too.
Yes. We obviously know there's only one city in Canada, and that's Toronto.
So it feels like sometimes. We go, oh, yeah, the NBA. The Raptors.
And you got the Toronto Blue Jays.
I like the Raptors.
You have the Toronto Blue Jays as well for baseball.
Not in the NBA. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a hockey team.
That is not a hockey team. That is a fucking baseball team. And you had
the Blue Leafs.
Yeah, yes, you did. And you also had the Montreal Expos for a while, but then we realized Montreal is not a real city, and so we took it away. Once we literally looked it up on a map, and we're like, you liars, and we took it back. We were like, we were so mad at
Canada. It's not that it's not a real city. They just speak French there, so it's not real to us.
Montreal. Yes, anyway.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
We're canceling with all of our...
So many people.
So many of my distant acquaintances are going to be very upset.
They're
going to
be like, you
not just people you know. I've pissed off so many of our listeners. I'm very sorry.
Hey, by the way, Emmy, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, you can find her at Happy Hippie. That's HIPPIE 320.
Yell at me online.
Yeah.
I can bring it.
On X. Yeah. So
I don't check X anymore. If you want to yell at me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's go. Happy that's Hippie 320 here. On Instagram.
That's where you can make Emmy cry is Instagram.
I won't cry. Are you kidding me? I'm just kidding. I'll cry at silly commercials about dogs and kids.
Back on subject. We have gone rails enough, so we will go back on the rails, my friends. Loak.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
What are commercials? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so Loak is getting pushed around quite frequently by this beefy man that just came on, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to take over. Loak finally gets through, breaks through the crowd. I loved the move that she used to land that final goal. Once again, don't bring your strongest out when there's one goal left. Doesn't make much sense. Loak's story would have been done pretty quick.
He got a few.
Yeah.
Because it looked like Red was definitely dominating that game.
You wait till it's tied 7-7. Don't wait till it's nine to three. And then you're like, hey, big guy, come on out. Anyway, sorry. Just whoever was the coach over that team, poor decision making is on.
Bill Belichick, you suck.
You suck, Bill. Go retire. Anyway, so we see that there's we go back to Maya. And we flip it. Before we do, what did we think of this opening stickball? I was enjoying every fucking second of it. I loved it.
Oh my god! Even just the rowing their boats up to this huge like sports event. The fact that they showed 1200 AD Choctaw Nation, and then also just straight up said this is what is going to be Alabama eventually. This also felt like Game of Thrones gladiator level production value with these awesome wide angle shots to make you feel like you're on the sports field. Like this was cool as shit. And I really liked just there was a moment where a bunch of people were pushing against and then another person like kicked off the back of one guy that was pushing forward to give him that extra oomph. And it was like, I love this. That was awesome. Yeah. Big fan.
It started, it was almost a one shot, and it started underneath the water, It showed them paddling, and then it came up out of the water and then went like up high, like a drone shot of the city, almost not city, town
What
that
was
they had
it? It was a
built.
huge built
Village.
civilization and
Yeah,
shit. It was
it was
so
really
cool.
cool. No, I love that the cinematography, it's so funny. The cinematography really stood out to both of you, and like the game itself was so captivating. I wish there was a way I could quickly tell the score and know what it was, because it was a little jarring. Like, wait, what? What's happening? Who's okay? I know that they only need 10 to win, so obviously they're very close to winning. But it was a little bit like that. But I still was really, really enjoying it. I love the chanting. I love everything about it was really, really special.
Just to see
I the
production
costuming
value,
too.
production value in general, like costuming, cameras, sets, like to see that production value put on something as real as this instead of something like Game of Thrones, which no hate, I love that show. It's crazy to see. Now we're living in a time where this much money is being thrown to portraying this kind of thing in an action-packed way, and it's just cool as hell. I was very happy.
Awesome.
I before we completely move on to this is the first time that at least I saw the intro of Echo.
Yes. And so that was okay, my next note was Echo intro.
Okay,
I
sorry.
no, you're spot on. The next note I had was Echo intro. I really dig it. I thought it was fucking wonderful. Emmy, go into a little detail. You want to talk about the intro? Would you I'm assuming you were a fan.
I thought it was really cool. The song was a little bit redundant. I didn't love the song.
Oh, okay.
Ding. Sorry.
I liked it a lot.
It reminded me of True Blood. I want to do bad things to you.
Oh, that song slaps though.
That song does slap, but
Okay,
I
then.
You
think
know
it
what song
worked
was
for that
better?
situation and that situation only. I
Ah. kind of get what you're saying. I think the opener looked like True Detective, and it sounded. I didn't even really note the song as much as I noted the song for the previously on, which was. I usually skip the previously on in episodes like this. I just saw it usually, so it's like, okay, who cares? But that song was so fucking good in the previously on. I was like, that should be your theme song. That was amazing. It was just very action packed, but yeah, I don't notably remember the song that you're talking about, so it clearly didn't leave a mark.
love
And I couldn't even tell you
I love the song.
what, but it said something
I love the song.
repetitively.
I loved
You
it.
love
I
this.
loved the intro. I thought it all worked together. I was a big thumbs up, and I said, really digging this. That was my notes. And also, I have a note here that says, fuck you, Emmy. I'm not sure why, but yeah, it was right there. But yeah,
It's a fair note.
it's a fair
I
note. It's a fair
get
note. But yeah,
it.
so we switch over to Maya. We're back with Maya, and there's a flickering light. There's a shopping list. There's nothing illegal, is there? And Biscuits is back, and we see a camera, and like he's like, it's too big. It's too big. It's too big. Hummingbird tongue. That's what I need the size of. And he, I love the grandpa. Like he's like, oh, this militia type shit that you're buying. Like fucking hilarious. Thought that was hilarious. And Chula talking to the skating rink guy, and you know, talking about Maya being back and her influence, and talking about how impressionable Biscuits is, and let's hope Bonnie doesn't find out. So Chula, so there's a couple of notes here. Obviously Biscuits impressionable, but also loyal, I would say. Very, very loyal to Maya very, very quickly. And Chula seems like she's almost a ringleader of sorts with what's going on here. She seems very much kind of over what a lot of things are doing. I was surprised she's kind of this character to the skating rink guy. So just gonna throw it to you, Keith. What are you thinking here?
I have so many notes on this. I will try to keep them brief, I promise. The biscuit scene at the beginning where he's saying no to her in the most nice and gentle ways. She doesn't give a shit. She's pushing past his nose, not taking any of his nose for an answer. I felt so bad for biscuits
Yes.
because he must be the younger cousin. He looks up to her. He adores her with this, like, she's so cool. And she's so different because she broke away from our upbringing here in this tiny town. And he's probably just completely star-eyed over her. And she's treating him the way that the Kingpin would treat people. She's just throwing money in his face, saying like, "Hey, I'm not answering your questions, but here's what's in it for you. Here's what the type of thing, the way you could live." And it's just so tragic. I know exactly what Chula is saying when she says that he's impressionable. Felt terrible. And I have more about Scully's pawn shop, but I want to throw it back to you guys.
Emmy, what are you thinking?
I think that you said everything that I wanted to say about Biscuits. I thought he's so hoven, and I can't think of another word to use to describe him. He's just so sweet and wholesome,
Until he's
and
driving back with
I
that
love him.
truck and giving kind of a look to the person he borrowed the truck from, which was fucking hysterical.
His look though was pure terror. He knew that Chulo was gonna kick his ass.
We've
Oh
all
yeah.
been there. We've all been there. We've all had that drive home where it's like, ah, damn, I'm about to get my
I
ass kicked.
am fucked.
Yep,
He
I'm
was so
fucked.
hoping so badly that she was not going to be home at that
Right,
exact moment.
right. So we go to the skating rink. Keith, what's your notes there?
I was going to say
No,
with
no.
Scully's pawn
Pawn
shop.
shop.
Oh,
You want
sorry,
to go first?
Scully's.
Thank
My
you.
apologies. Scully's pawn shop. Emmy, start with it.
Okay. Well, I was going to go back to I loved the door alert with the light brought me back to
Yes.
Hawkeye,
Yep.
which I loved because immediately I was like, I've seen this before and this is so cool. Just I love Scully. He is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Fucking white people, man. I'm sorry. When he does the, and you can hear the ancestors and they're saying, "Buy the damn thing, buy the damn thing,
Yes.
buy the damn thing."
So funny.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. He says that, or no, he doesn't say it. Biscuit says something about getting it from Madripoor, which
Yeah,
we've heard
if
that.
you want those Navajo rugs, they're all made at because of the because Scully first says you can go to Anthropology to get that shit.
Anthropology, yeah.
And then he says they're all from Madripoor. Name
Yeah.
drop. Boop.
Yep.
Yep.
Big old name drop.
The
And did
MCU.
you notice that Scully was like behind the white people? He was like using sign language to communicate to Biscuits to like tell him, like, get them to buy the shit. Amazing.
I
didn't
loved
catch
it.
that. That's awesome, actually.
I love just so much that Graham Greene, those who haven't seen Graham Greene in anything before this, and maybe I, maybe it's not that many. I hope not, because
Twilight.
he has played these kind of, what the hell was, no, not Twilight. I'm not talking about Twilight. He has played this kind of character where he is kind of
I think he was in Twilight, right?
I'm sorry.
there's
He's
this
been in so much better shit than that. It's just the most recent thing that I've seen with him.
Not sure what you're talking about, Emmy. Twilight is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Thank you.
I truly, truly, it is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There's this not so well known 90s Western movie with Mel Gibson called Maverick. And he plays Maverick's friend who is Native American. And he is essentially selling this Native American experience attraction for cowboys who want to travel the world or travel to America and live what it's like to shoot at the Indians. I'm doing finger quotes for our listeners, just so you know.
Yes.
But that's what he was doing. He was selling this bullshit experience, and he's making fools of the white people, and he's just kind of like selling them on these dumb ideas that are not true. And he was just taking their money. And I love that about it. I love that he's playing a character not totally similar, exactly like that, but this isn't the only thing that I've been watching recently that has a heavy indigenous characters
Representation.
representation. And this other show
Experience.
experience, the Curse, just came out on Showtime this year. It's fucking phenomenal. And there's one character
On the list.
that who is indigenous, he starts putting on this fake voice to trick white people and to basically make him sound more majestic and more, wise and all this stuff. And he's just putting on this fake ass voice. And his girlfriend is like saying, "Don't do that. Stop doing that." Like right before they walk over. And he's like, no, I'll do it. It's so fucking funny. And I laugh at the same time as I know that as a impressionable, stupid white person, I also would fall for some of this shit. And I have to admit that it's very true. It's just great to see Scully do what he did and Biscuits outsmart and just actually put his heart into, you know, showing that he's intelligent for the first time. This is Biscuits showing that he's a smart guy, saying, hey, guys, whoa, here's what Scully is too stubborn to tell you. This it would really help everyone out, and you'd actually be getting an authentic thing here instead of going to the Madripoor shop. Yeah.
It was a sweet scene between Scully and Biscuits. Which, are they stepdad and stepson?
I have no idea.
He'd be like step grandfather to Biscuits, the same way he's step grandfather to Maya.
I thought that last episode, but at some point this episode, they called Chulo. They said that she was Maya's aunt, which made me think that she is Bonnie's mom. So are Bonnie and Biscuits brother-sister?
I think Bonnie and Biscuits are brother and sister.
The family dynamic.
Bonnie and Biscuits, Chulo, if they're not brother and sister, someone disappointed me, because that's the best brother-sister name I've ever heard in my entire life. Just saying.
Bonnie and Biscuits.
Bonnie and Biscuits, come on down for dinner now, all right? Like, come on now.
There's a word in Choctaw that Biscuits calls Chula later in the episode. I can't remember what it is now. It's in my notes later, I'm sure. Yeah, it's...
Pussy.
But it means grandmother.
Oh.
It's not that. But it is.
Did you just say pussy?
Close.
Sorry, you said a P word. I figured that was what it was, right?
Wow.
Sorry, I only
know. Biscuits was just like, pussy.
Hey, pussy. Hey, pussy. Come here. Anyway.
Oh, it's Pokney.
Ah.
P-O-K-N-I. It means grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, then I must have misinterpreted.
It's okay.
Oh, and that, okay, yeah, that doesn't make sense. No, it would have. Fuck.
Okay.
Chula and Henry scene.
So, yes, yeah. Chula and Henry.
Sorry.
No, the Chula and Henry scene here was very telling about Chula. This is the first time we've seen really Chula, I feel, obviously, since she.
Oh, yeah. That was playing in the background the whole time.
Casey and JoJo?
Yeah.
All right.
Casey. I finally found you.
Oh my gosh, guys. Everyone turned off the podcast. Look at our numbers. They just dropped. Guys, don't sing. Anyway. But we see Chula's kind of being a little bit of a ringleader here. And she says some very important dialogue here. She talks about that Maya's back, her influence is back. Obviously, Biscuits is impressionable, and let's hope Bonnie doesn't find out she's back. And let's encourage her to stick to her plan and pass through the town without any trouble. Like, she's already thinking about her being gone. She hasn't even seen her. Like, there was an emotional connection to this little girl. Obviously, something has happened in the 20 years she's been gone. Obviously, there's something there. Maybe ties to her father, or obviously ties to Kingpin, ties to whatever. But Chula wants her out. Does not care. Doesn't want her involved. This was very eye-opening to me, because I was not ready for the grandma to be the ringleader of sorts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, to me, this is... the last time that you saw her was the hospital.
Yeah.
And her daughter, I assume, had just died because of her daughter's husband's shit. And so she was like, I'll never forgive you for this.
Right.
And I think that she was like, I will never go through this shit again. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to make sure that I take care of my own.
Yeah, she put up walls.
And
she could have been fed lies too from New York about, like, what is this, you know, what does her grandkid think of her and what does her grandkid want to do?
Even more crazy, she could have been fed the truth of what her grandkid's up to while she was in New York. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't think the grandma's coming from a bad place regardless, in a weird way. I think she's coming from a very protective place. Now, whether that is fair to unfair from Maya's perspective, but Maya's not going out of her way to connect with Bonnie or Chula as well. There's obviously a rift there. It's not like she's like, hey, tell Chula I'm back and I miss her. That's what I can't wait for the next three episodes to really kind of uncover this story between these two, because obviously neither one are excited to see the other, or even trying to see the other, I guess I should say.
Because I think the thing that we haven't, we got in a couple in the first episode was very much Maya Maya's past heavy that whole episode.
Yes.
And what we didn't really get was a progression, a deep explanation of how she got to be the leader or captain of the tracksuit mafia. Like, she is operating at least probably for a couple years at least as the captain of a mob family called the tracksuit mafia. So she's way more skilled, and that comes into play right near the end of this episode when we realize, oh shit, she knows how to make bombs.
Yeah.
But
holy shit, by the way.
Holy shit, does she ever.
I mean, like, we'll get to it. But
I forgot about that.
But that's pretty much the note. Holy shit. I mean, like, God, when it kept going, I was like, my God, she wasn't was trying.
A small boom.
Yeah, she went for it. But anyway.
One other thing, other than Chula being in this scene anyways, other than Chula being very much the matriarch of this, maybe bigger than just her family, like, she seems quite influential in the town.
Oh, yes, for sure.
But Henry not backing down and backing Maya the whole conversation, defending her, coming to her,
which was shocking after the first episode, because the very first episode was very much him, like, don't start a war, don't do this. He warns her, but there is this caring part to him as well. There's a lot of, I like Henry. He's a very layered character already. He's not immediately, I warned her and I agree with you, Chula. He's very dynamic. He's like, hey, don't do that shit. And hey, Maya's a good kid.
He thinks he can fix it too.
I like that. I like where it's just not black and white. Like, this fuck up, I'm with you. You know. Anyway, Emmy, you look like you're dying to say something. What you got?
But I feel like Chula is above Henry.
Oh, 100% agree with that.
Oh,
but
for sure.
But I do think Henry has layers to him for sure. And I think, you know, he's not afraid to speak up and let that be known.
As much as he can.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I really don't hate that.
Yes.
So so we see Maya, we transition over here, that Maya is asking for one more thing. She asks for the phone and tells him to follow the tracker, and the moon will help you see me. And there's just this craziness that's going on with this train, with D9X. My goodness. My notes are very little here, and I apologize, but this is one hell of a scene of Maya basically infiltrating this train, taking over this cart that is D9X, drills a hole from the bottom, opens this crate. I'm confused of what the fuck is going on, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm like, and I love at the end here where she tries to, you know, she's trying to break all this. She's got these ancestors. There's a flashback to Loak. Her hands start glowing. What the fuck? She found this power within. And this is crazy. Biscuits is yelling the whole time, trying to, how the hell do you try? I have literally both sides of the road from me. You have to cross. Emmy, when you go into my house, did you have to cross a train tracks to get to my house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Both sides, to get to either side of my house, you have to cross. There, you have to cross train tracks. I can't imagine following that fucking train. No fucking way. Have no idea. Like, that blows my mind. Yeah, I guess a tracker would help, but holy shit, I have no idea where that fucking train goes besides right down the road. So yeah.
And you go off road?
Yeah.
You go off the road?
What the fuck? What the fuck? And hey, you know what? Chula should be proud of Biscuits for having just that little of damage. Considering, I mean, kudos, dude. But anyway, she jumps from the train car at the end. What a fucking amazing thing. And I love at the end, he goes, whatever you stole better have been worth it. And I love Maya, I didn't steal anything. And just fucking badass, just chilling at the end of all this shit. Love it. Very, very cool scene here, guys. I'm gonna throw it to you. What are you thinking, Keith?
Okay, so in my notes I have, this is the seriously great train robbery. This train, well, I put robbery.
Robbery, I was going to say. I don't know if it was a robbery.
Oh my God, it's a highlight of the episode. I love that we're not getting ever truly knowing what her plan is until shown to us.
Uh-huh.
And I loved both the confidence and terror through this heist that the way it's revealed to Biscuits was one of my favorite parts of the episode, where he's just on the bridge with her. She hands him the phone. She says, the tracker, use the tracker. He goes, for what? Like, what are you talking about? Then she just dives off and then the screen comes up on I love the way that the tracker came up on the screen next to him. And then the music just starts to rev up, and then he just has to piece it all together slowly. And it's the best fucking tension building scene. I loved it so much. And yeah, Biscuits was so fucking good in this episode.
Well said, Emmy. You looked like you were just dying and wanting to cheer this on. Were you cheering this on while you watched it? What the fuck were you thinking here?
I didn't know completely what to think, but yeah, I was cheering the whole time. I was just like, this is awesome.
Yep.
Like I liked that it grabbed not just Biscuits, but the audience by the seat of its pants. And it was like, if you're coming with us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like we are just going to go for it. You'll figure it out whenever we get there. Loved it. I love that the switch to silence is so intentional. Like whenever she's going underneath of one of the railroad thingy. No, it's not a train car. She's going underneath of something. She's on top of the train car. Oh, and it's like
under the bridge.
The bing bong.
Oh,
bing bong,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bing
the
bong.
Like bars and then the lights.
And then all of it.
Bing bong.
Completely comes down.
Yeah, the old bing bongs. I think that's the technical.
Fuck,
yeah.
Fuck your life. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, bing bong.
Bing bong.
Yeah, yeah.
Bing bong.
Oh, I'm showing that on the screen in the clips.
Thank you.
Bing bong.
Clip it.
Her psyching herself up too, when she makes that jump. What?
What's the name of that movie with the anger and joy and happiness and
Toy Story 3?
No, Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Finding
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. I was thinking of the vine where they're like, Bing Bong, fuck your life.
And he lets go of a dove or something, a pigeon.
He doesn't let go.
That one?
That was Home Alone 2, Joe Pesci swatting the pigeons on the ice.
No,
going, get out of here.
There was a hilarious video of a guy letting go of a pigeon in someone's kitchen or something. And he says, bing bong, fuck your life or whatever. He lets go of a live pigeon that just flies into there. It just makes their day a nightmare. It's so funny. That's what I'm talking about.
See, that's bing what bong. But everyone knows. Bing bong, fuck your life. I'm just saying. Except Emmy, apparently.
All right.
No, I don't know that one, but I know Bing Bong from Inside Out.
If you know Bing Bong, fuck your life, hit us up on any of our social media.
Inside Out as well. Yeah. Bing Bong fucked everyone's life up in that scene when he spoilers. Spoilers.
Speaking, spoilers. Spoilers.
Speaking,
spoilers.
Speaking of fucking everyone's life up, Maya fucking
Echo.
Everyone's life up.
She has powers. I loved that scene when she flashed through her ancestors, and there's one who's in black and white who looks like a Annie Oakley sharpshooter kind of.
Oh, I can see
where that comes
that.
In.
Yeah. Cannot wait. I hope that's like the intro
next.
To episode 3.
You
yeah,
think,
yeah.
Though, like my, has she known about this? Was this the first time she's found it? It looked like it was the first time. And if it was the first time,
it was.
How the fuck did she not say anything to any, like, I would be like, Biscuits, dude, holy shit, watch this, what the fuck? Like, I mean, I'm sorry, am I the
what
only
got
one?
A lot going on.
What? Watch this. What,
watch.
You can
watch.
Project now?
Yeah, no, watch, look at this, look, if I had superpowers, everyone would fucking know that I have superpowers. They'd be like, oh shit, he can make fireworks happen behind him. Everyone would fucking know that. And I would do it all the goddamn, I would do it all the fucking time. I don't know how
there's
these superheroes so have these moments and they just shut the fuck up about it. I'm like, how? How? Anyway.
She's a very secretive person.
This is also the second time that she's seen the ancestors because she was taking a nap on the couch. In the first episode, and
that's where I see my ancestors
by, like, them
when I'm passed
flashing
out
through.
Couch. Yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true. She's
on the couch.
She's seen them frequently. Something's coming.
She's yeah.
Something's a
she
brewing.
She also does a superhero landing more than once this episode. She does a lot of superhero landings.
Does
good note
until. She can't do them no more because her prosthetic leg gets crunched in that. Fucking train. And yeah. Brandon, I know you just saw the Iron Claw, but did that make you think of the Iron Claw movie? Because holy shit, her trying to walk on that afterwards, I was like, oh, that can't be comfortable.
Yes, it did. And for those who have not seen Iron Claw, please go see it. Holy shit, what a good movie. Anyway, sorry.
Damn.
But yeah, there is definitely a scene that is very reminiscent of that for sure.
That's got my future husband in it, doesn't it?
Speaking of,
Jeremy Allen White.
Zac Efron. Oh. Yes.
And exactly Zac right. Efron. Either one. Hello.
Okay. All right. Well, now we know.
If you're listening.
Yeah. He is a listener, allegedly. He's
shooting my shot, man.
He reached out to Emmy the other day, said he was a huge fan, allegedly, but he didn't have like the blue check mark. So, but Emmy really says it's him.
It just said Zac Efron.
Yeah, he's got 3 followers on Instagram, but Emmy is very convinced it really was the real Zac Efron that reached out to her, and so they're going to go
mark,
on.
Mark,
how much money have you? How much money have you sent Zac Efron because you really like
$4,000?
See, Zac Efron, Canadian. He's run into some hard times, but I will tell you, that's really him. Thank God
we are $400 American.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, Emmy, I know it's the real Zac Efron. You don't have to convince me. It's okay. I believe it's all right. But yeah, so yeah, what a fucking scene! What a fucking amazing train scene.
Oh, I'd much rather Jeremy Allen White than Zac Efron. All right, for being honest.
All right, Fisk shipping.
Rude. I'm gonna tell him you said that.
This box had a fucking this was my notes. That box had a motherfucking explosive device.
Yeah, that's what Jeremy Allen White's gonna say.
Whole place was ablaze. And what the shit? She lit the whole fucking place on fire. Emmy, I'm not giving into your fucking literal bullshit. No, I'm not doing it. Fisk shipping.
We keep talking about my box being on fire.
I don't think that's good. I think you should go see a clinician and get that checked. I don't think it should be. I don't. When it's on fire, it's usually not a good thing. It's usually
the mobster's like, "Let's open this perfectly normal, safe box," and then,
yeah. Oh my gosh! And I love that they were walking out at the time too. Like the two leaders of this like facility, like, "All right, now that there's a box here, open it up, and I'm going to make sure I walk out of the building right then and there, very calm, like Iron Man 1 style." But either way, like fucking the D9X. It blew. We see heads down, mouth shut. This is Henry with his, it looks like, workers here, and texts Maya, "We need to talk now." I love the visual of her flipping up on the message, almost ignoring it. Fucking thought that was a cool visual. I can't get over. I love texts in movies and shows now. I think they represent it extremely well. I saw it in, obviously, a few times in the MCU. Yes. This was really well done too. And, you know, we see that, she's with her, we're just going to say grandfather, and he really misses her around there, and it wasn't my choice to leave. And I feel like she's got some resentment there. I'm pretty sure she's learned about her own grandmother through her father's eyes, so she may be a little bit pissed off about it as well. And, anyway,
that's what I think it's going to really boil down to is this show is so much about the ancestors gaining and giving power to their younger what do you call them? Progenies, yeah. And that's exactly what her grandmother is to her. And so that is the relationship that needs to be fixed. Does Biscuits need to die in the process in order for us to learn a lesson? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Biscuits is dying.
I'm just saying, prediction.
So keep in mind.
Might be the character makes us realize she's like Fisk.
I want everyone to be aware.
Making him...
I know 5 episodes are released. They were all at once. We watch them one at a time and review them. So you know we're not spoiling anything for you.
No clue.
So who knows?
I'm not lying this time.
But I'm telling you right now, Biscuits dies. Spoiler alert. Just saying.
No, I think we've been made to love him so much that whatever happens to these people Biscuits. Around her is going to be heartbreaking.
Emmy,
but I think we love him the most. Let's
Emmy, can,
no. probably
Emmy, can you do me a favor? Can you look to your left?
My left.
To your left, yes. Your other left. I'm sorry.
That's my right.
I know. My apologies. Can you look to your right and say how much
side are you on?
You love Biscuits.
I love Biscuits so much. He's so hoven. Biscuits is like Biscuits is a bit of me, man. He is
Like, he's a bit of all of us.
So good.
Mm. There's crumbs of all of us.
So good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. I just got that visual. So thank you. Worked.
Now, which way do you have to face in order to tell her that she's dead wrong?
Oh,
Emmy,
I just want to let you know from a friend of a friend, Biscuits is dying. So fuck your life. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
There it is.
He gonna fucking die. Biscuits is getting dunked till he's nothing.
Just saying.
No. No, I'm sorry. I have a different opinion than Then both of you,
you're looking
and I'm
going to
say
way.
It right now.
You're looking the other way. You got to look the other way.
I'm going to say it right now.
I should have let you keep arguing to no one over on that side.
Bonnie's ass is dead.
Hey,
Don't even know Bonnie yet. She's cohorty.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right.
Nah.
She's cohorty. I knew that. That was one of my notes.
So.
Nah, she's fine.
Guys.
She'll be fine. I mean.
She okay, for someone trying to stay low, she's starting to completely involve herself more and more with her family. Now she's back with her grandfather because she needs a new prosthetic leg. It's kind of telling that she's starting to, for someone that's very secretive and reserved, obviously she also is very Fisk-like. I need something. This person can give me what I need. I'm going to go directly to that person, regardless.
Using everybody. My God.
Yep.
They're all being implicated in murders, several murders because of giving her legs, giving her cameras, giving her things to make explosives, driving her around. My God.
Giving her legs.
Yep.
Don't give her legs. She's a villain, damn it.
Yeah, she's a villain. Keith, that's an interesting take.
Until she proves me otherwise.
I don't think she's done anything heroic.
I think she will by the end of the series. I think she will prove.
I kind of hope she doesn't.
Otherwise.
I hope she's just fucking here for herself and she wants to be the queenpin. That's what I want.
You want to see her as a future Daredevil villain.
I just don't want to see I don't need a redemption arc. Maybe just a fucking badass female lead who is not a hero. You know,
I don't hate this idea.
Can they just be
a badass female baddie?
Yeah, like,
well, when have they done that? We got what, Thanos on the men's side.
Hela,
and that's the most.
Hela's the closest.
Hela was a one-off,
right? But my whole point is,
she's not one-off. She's still there.
Did you not watch What If season 2? Asshole! It was fucking wonderful. It wasn't
nobody watched that.
It was Thor remade. But no, my whole point is, I don't need Echo to go through an entire redemption arc. I hope we have 5 episodes, because it's 5 fucking episodes. I hope we have 5 episodes of her slowly bleeding New York crime into the small Oklahoma town, and it just hits the fan, and the people she loves, she loses a few, and she comes out on the other side more pissed, more bitter, and we get to explore that fucking person. Let's see that. Why does it need this happy-go-lucky grandmother, please forgive me story? I don't want that. I don't. I hope we don't get it.
Doesn't sound but very Disney, Brandon.
I'm sorry. That doesn't sound rated G.
It's not rated G. It's
What's
rated
this
MA.
Crazy bitch become evil?
No.
Hey, Echo needs to be a real good person. A real girl. No.
Didn't we kind of get that story in Hawkeye with her? Because I feel like Hawkeye connected with her and was like, in what they've shown us in the show, he was kind of like, when you're this angry, when you're this emotional, you can be taken advantage of, you can be used.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would be a little bit of a backslide. Yeah. But hey, you know what?
But maybe
if Marvel has an MO right now.
Maybe it's not about her. She never really came out of it. She just shot Fisk in the face. She never really changed. So there was no arc there to come back from. I think she still served herself, and it was still emotion that was pulling her. And I would still like to, does she have to go through that? And this maybe is just who she is, and we live with that person. I am okay with that. Let's see a flawed person that doesn't have to come out on the other side. Let's just see shit get fucked up from it. I'm cool with that.
Anyway. I feel torn. I feel torn by what you're saying because I understand and kind of agree that it would be cool to have an in-depth character study of a female villain the way that we get with so many male villains, but they eventually turn good or they turn to dust. But then, at the same time, I still think we're going to get probably a hero's arc, but with the casualty that I don't want, but still think is absolutely going to happen.
Who's going to die, Keith?
Crumbled to a fucking crumb. Biscuits is gone, man.
Biscuits.
I love you too much, and I know what they're doing.
Biscuits is gone. Biscuits.
You know what? Honestly, I'd rather Biscuits than Billy Jack.
I'd rather Biscuits than Scully.
I'd rather have Biscuits and Gravy. I'm hungry. That sounds really good. Hey,
I am too.
Episode and five.
All the fast food.
Episode five. Let's all make biscuits before we come on the air, and like, let's just eat biscuits during the finale. That'd be great.
What if he actually cheddar dies? Biscuits from Lobster, Red Lobster?
Ooh, those are the best.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they truly are.
I mean, yeah. Red Lobsters. There's no reason to go except those biscuits. You know, you just go.
You guys, do you guys have Church's chicken down there too?
We do.
Yes. Church's honey biscuits. Oh shit!
Really?
They're good.
Red Lobster has. I don't even like seafood, so I don't know why I know this right now, but they have endless shrimp right now.
Oh,
who am I?
Well, let's eat shrimp next episode.
Emmy, you're a mid-30s. Cat owner. That's why you know they have endless shrimp at Red Lobster.
I hate shrimp. A reverie.
Usually.
Listeners, do you want to hear us eat shrimp for an entire episode?
We're just going to sit
there.
How about this? We'll have Echo episode 1, 2, 3, 4. ASMR shrimp. ASMR of us eating shrimp. Not talking.
Shrimp
just eating shrimp. All three of us eating shrimp. And then episode 5 review. I think it'll be a hit. I think it'll go really well. If you want to hear that and see that, drop us a comment. Let us know.
It would be, for me, it would be. Oh.
Ah, so
I don't.
Emmy would have dick. She wouldn't have shrimp. Okay, cool.
Oh. Yeah. Still the cocktail sauce though, right?
Yeah, get with my drift. All right. So.
God.
So.
Anyway. Okay. I've got some notes I need to get to.
Let's do it.
So,
note time.
I loved that Biscuits was signing to Maya that this is crazy while he was in the truck trying to catch her.
Same.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. And it's like, you're not helping at all by saying.
He ain't wrong, though. He ain't wrong.
Good job.
Yeah.
But at least he got his point across.
Yeah.
He got his point across, and that was... That needed to be done. D9X. Do we know anything about this?
About, is it like a...
Brandon's Googling it right now, so you can seem smart.
No, I was hoping nine. I thought I was hoping M was the ninth letter of the alphabet, and then I could say where my dog's at, DMX. But that's not the case at all. So it's DJX. So never mind. I got nothing.
Do you have something?
Okay. Daredevil issue 9 was the first appearance of Echo.
Oh, nice. X marks the spot.
Yeah.
So Daredevil 9, that makes sense. D9, what's the X stand for?
X marks the spot.
No, Keith, don't get her out of this one. What does the X stand for, Amy?
X stands for X-ray.
No, X stands for X gonna give it to you. Sorry. Anyway, I was hoping to set you up there, but it's okay.
X stands for X nuts.
All right, Emmy, what else? What other notes you got? Good God.
I absolutely love her. That when the text. Okay, so you brought up the texting and how they've been able to do that very well in movies. I feel like I first noticed it with the TV show You. Mm-hmm. Have you guys watched that Netflix
series? I've seen season 1.
I have not seen any of it, no.
Oh,
but like there's a couple texts because we've seen it with Spider-Man Homecoming and we've seen it in Ms. Marvel. So true. We've seen it in MCU
heavy text
as well.
Use.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But I think that they first did it correctly, in my opinion, in You, the TV show on Netflix about a stalker who kills people. I disagree. I love that show.
I disagree. Stalker. I think they did it right in the first time I saw it, which was me. Okay.
Is You the show with Penn Badgley?
Yes.
Or Ben Badgley?
Penn Badgley. Penn Badgley. I listened to an interview he did on a podcast, and he seems like an absolute douche waffle. Like, he seems like he thinks he is a hot shit, and he's honestly, like, I mean, he's hot, but he's not,
okay.
Like,
yeah,
the coolest person
ever. I love how you're like, he thinks he's hot shit, which he's kind of hot, and you're like, yeah, he's all right.
I mean, he is like fucking fine as hell.
I love how you guys fed his ego after saying, fuck this dude's ego, am I right? But man...
He Let's kinda, also feed it.
He kind of hot, though.
He's also named after tennis balls.
Badgley?
I think. I could be miss. No,
I think that's,
Pen.
oh, Pen. Pen. Yeah.
Anyway, seeing that text message that came up on the screen
Yes.
and the they hit
We
me,
need to
I hit
talk.
back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, girl, I'm
Yep.
behind you. I am 100% behind you. That is
No, it's not.
fire.
It's not okay. I'm not behind her at all. I think it's very selfish. I think it's very close-minded. I think she's putting a whole town at risk for her own personal gain, and she's using all the people she cares about to just her advantage, not because she cares about them one bit. I think Echo is an asshole, and I like her for it. But no, I'm not on her side at all.
You hit me.
I think she's being
Yeah.
completely reckless. I think she's being an absolute dumbass, to be honest with you. I think she's only looking out for herself, and that's okay. That's fine. She's still a
I
very
really
intriguing character. I really love watching her, but she's a douche. So,
walking a tightrope, my
oh
God.
man,
Like I
you
can't
hit me,
figure
I
out
hit
what's up or down
back,
with you.
bitch.
As a character,
Damn.
she's a dick. As a show to watch, she's intriguing as fuck.
Those are the best people to
Yeah,
watch,
I
dicks.
love
Yeah.
watching dicks. You go to my
All of
search
Breaking
history,
Bad.
you watch my,
Yeah.
you go to my search history, it's just straight dicks all day. Just a bag,
I
just a
don't think
bag of
you want
dicks.
to have said this.
Oh, I'll edit it
Especially
out. Hold on, let
Richards.
me edit this out. Okay, it's edited. No one will hear that. Okay, good.
Want to say,
Want me to
yeah,
go
okay.
get my vision board for 2024 that says feminine rage? Because I feel like that fits here.
Feminine rage, but there's also unfounded rage, and I really believe that, you know, there is such a thing.
It's not unfounded.
That it is
She
100%.
found it.
She found
She
it.
found it.
Okay,
Yeah.
maybe unfounded is a bad word. Maybe a blind rage. I feel like
Oh.
this is someone who is literally making decisions in a silo, and her own silo is
Granted,
herself.
she's deaf. Get it right. But
Oh, no, no, no. No, I
they'll.
was talking about my blinds behind me. Yeah, those blinds.
I can tell
Yeah.
those are faux wood. They'll
Bullshit,
know this
Keith,
was
don't tell people
you.
I have faux wood blinds. They're fucking real. They're not.
Henry.
They're not, but I'll have to lie now. Look, I'm gonna put a little. Can you, when you edit this on video form, can you put like real wood, like asterisk real
Real,
wood instead of
real
faux wood?
wood.
So people like know
And like a arrow pointing down at
that
your
you meant to
crotch.
say real wood instead of faux wood. Like it's a word
Oh, yeah.
correction.
Okay,
Oh,
deal.
okay.
I
Yeah.
will
Fix that
absolutely
in
not do
post,
that.
please.
Henry says, he texts her, he says, they'll know this was you. You can't take on Fisk's army alone. And she
Yes.
says, they can't do much with their armory melted. I love that line.
I think
Also, when
she's
she.
sorry, I think
When
she's
she.
underestimating Fisk's army.
She is.
She's
She's
100%
super naive.
dumb.
Yeah. When she jumped down from the roof, another superhero landing, and also fucking hot.
Oh, okay.
Two thumbs up.
Even with that squeaky, like, pawn shop made leg.
I loved that touch. I loved it.
Oh, also before we but the pawn shop with the grandfather, by the way, he had a shirt that was the Beatles font, but it was the Natives. Fucking loved it.
The natives. I looked that shirt
Fucking
up afterwards. I was like, I gotta check that shirt out. That's cool.
yes. Anyway, sorry, I'm a fan of t-shirts. That was a nice t-shirt. Shout out Brandy. I know she's a fan of t-shirts as well. But yeah. Anyway. We see the shop.
Shula and her neighbor. Are we on that scene yet?
So no, not yet, because I do want to go over this one part. The Choctaw, who saved everyone from a cave, she learns about her ancestor and the lineage back to that in that scene where she gets her new prosthetic leg, or basically gets. So it's really
The
cool.
loner.
And your grandmother could trace your roots back to the first Choctaw.
He's nudging her in the direction of
Correct. Exactly
reconciling.
what you said there, Keith. And they would watch out for family in times of need. They're tricky, and you can never predict where their name, or excuse me, where they might come calling. Your grandmother knows all that, so maybe you could ask her. He's trying to connect the two, so just want to make sure we put that little blurb in there. That was my
Bless
last,
his heart.
yeah. And all she says is, "Let me know when my leg is ready." She
Yep.
doesn't give a shit. She don't fucking
She knows what
care.
you're. I know what
Yeah.
you're doing, step grandpapa, and it's just manipulative, and I
Yeah.
don't like it.
Yeah. Exactly. So then that was my notes there. Emmy, did you have anything to add as well?
I love a split screen when grandpa is working on the leg. They do
Yeah.
split screens, and I absolutely
Yeah.
love it. And then whenever he gets it done, the temporary leg, he gives himself a pat on the back. Like, man,
Love
yes.
that too. Yeah.
Yes, I
He needs
absolutely,
someone
like, he
giving
is
up.
also
He needs someone to give him
wonderful.
a pat on the back. That was really sweet of
Yeah.
him to do that on very short notice
He
too.
had himself.
Yeah, but
And he had, like, he had made, I love that it wasn't like Tony Stark making a perfect state-of-the-art leg too. Like, he made a leg in an hour and it just happened to squeak with the parts that he had around the shop, but he's
yeah.
going to make her a better one soon. I love that it was realistic and he was still able to make something that was effective and useful and handed it over. And but there's some other leg on the way, which will be implicating him because she's going to murder people with it. Damn it. He's going to go to prison.
It's gonna be a machine gun, like a,
Keith.
what was that? What was that?
So Grandpa is going to jail and Biscuits is dying?
Yeah, she's
No,
fucking
what was
everybody's
that
lives
movie
up,
with
man.
the machine gun leg?
The machine gun leg?
It Planet Terror with Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yep.
Good times. Robert Rodriguez,
Machine
Rose
gun leg.
McGowan. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
Check it out. There
yeah.
was one, two, wasn't there another one that she had knives for legs?
Who had
That
knives?
was
Rose
one of the,
McGowan? Edward
no.
Scissor feet.
Edward Scissorhand feet.
No. One of the Golden Circle. No,
Golden
that's not it.
Girls, thank you for being a friend.
The
Thank you
first
for
Kingsman
being
movie.
a
Yeah.
friend.
But yeah,
Doo
and
doo
she had
doo doo.
knives for legs.
Travel down the road and back
And they were like
again.
stilts, like
Doo
bouncy
doo doo.
stilts that also had
Your heart
blades
is
that would like
true.
helped her bounce.
You're a pal and a
Yes. Yes. It was
confidant.
badass.
Do,
Yeah.
do, do. And if they threw
So
you a
I'm betting on
party
that.
and invited everyone you knew,
Brandon is fucking
you
over a
would
ship.
say the
We
greatest
can't put this
gift
on
for.
YouTube because of how good that sounds. It's gonna get flagged.
And a card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Golden Girls is a fucking wonderful show. If you haven't watched it, go check it
Is.
out, by the way.
It is. Have you? Is
What?
that what you've been watching
I
on
love
your
Golden Girls.
10-day
I
weekend?
love Golden Girls.
Everybody say their favorite Golden Girls character on the count of three. One, two, three. Rose.
Sophia.
Rose.
Oh, you both are roses. I'm a Sophia guy.
Yeah.
You know? Picture
You
it. Sicily.
strike me as a Sophia.
1919. Fucking love it. She was
I
fucking
like,
brilliant.
oh my gosh, now I can't think of her name.
Which one?
Betty White?
The really tall one.
Oh, Dorothy.
Oh, Bea
Sophia's
Arthur.
mom. Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Sophia's
No,
mom.
I
I like
like Dorothy
Dorothy.
too.
That would be Sophia's daughter.
Sophia is the mom. Okay.
Wow.
My brain
I love how you're like,
thought
I surpassed it,
faster than my
man.
mouth
Thank
could
you
go.
for paying
Yeah. If
attention.
you think Sophia was Dorothy's daughter, there's a bit of a gap there. Anyway,
I know. I know. I know. I was putting words together, man.
They're golden girls, but bronze memories is what you're telling me.
right. So we see that there's a new car.
Well, are we still on this episode?
We are. Biscuits borrowed mine is what she's saying. This is the grandmother and the neighbor, and he shows up with the car all torn up, and it's really funny. He gives this look. He gives this look like
Terrified.
he. That's it.
Ass
He's so
whooped.
funny.
Ass whooping.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
The shots that they have of both of them and the close-up shot on Chula is so fucking funny in this
it
moment.
is pretty
And her
brilliant.
weird passive-aggressive relationship with this neighbor, Nita, is really funny
Yes.
in this episode. It only happens twice, but I'm hoping we see Nita
Yes.
again because she's like, "You're so generous to that boy. I really just admire it, you
When
know."
she says you're so generous, it's such a bless your heart moment. Is just
Yeah.
such a
Yes.
it really
Yes.
is.
I like when she got hit her with that dagger earlier in the episode. She's like, "Oh, this is a great stand for your beads." And you can tell that this is not, Nita would never call what she creates for the festival her beads. She probably does
Yeah.
much, much more than
More
that.
elaborate than that.
Yeah.
He shows up to the shop to get his car fixed. He starts offering a PlayStation 4 for $125, and then he marks it down pretty quickly to $100. Bonnie chimes in, and he just kind of spills the beans. This may be my only nitpick of the show because Biscuits just felt like a complete dumbass after we just saw how smart he was. I'm like, I don't know. I know he's hoving. I get it. But I also, come on. I'm okay. Blah, blah, blah is okay. Mayo's okay. I'm like, Come on, man. That's the one thing you don't need to talk about, and it's the one thing you said. Anyway, nitpick. The idiot character is the idiot. I don't... Okay, anyway. Maya's okay. Maya,
shook she's... up, man. He shook up. He just was part of a train heist, as far as he knows.
I know, but Maya, she's here. you're breaking up, over and out. And biscuits. Pop-Tart. So
did you just call him Pop-Tart?
No.
Yeah, because she's eating Pop-Tarts in the next scene.
The next scene. Exactly. Okay. And what do you think you're doing? And breakfast, the most important meal of the day. I love how expressive her acting is. She is fucking wonderful. Yes. I just want to say that. I apologize. I don't know the actress's name. Who's the actress that plays Echo?
I believe it's Alakwa Cox.
Yeah.
Okay. She is fucking wonderful. I will just say. Yeah. I love her acting. You're starting a war. This is Henry.
And
what?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that she is both deaf and
an amputee.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she was an amputee.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. And I feel like she knows martial arts. Known that.
And she's a fucking badass. My goodness. So
when I was going through People magazines today making my vision board, I came across an article about her.
That's really awesome, actually. And we see that Henry confronts her, Maya, and you're starting a war. And I don't want New York problems coming here. And I have a strategy. No, this is chaos. I say when it starts and stops, that makes it not chaos. That makes this power. And you sound like Fisk. You sound like Fisk. Are you with me or against me? And I need to clean up your mess. You need to just lay low. And you seem to have forgotten those close to you are the ones that always get hurt. And she said, who's that exactly? And boom. Bonnie, right afterward, are you here in town? Why wouldn't you tell me? And we see she starts shooting these chains, these targets, and we see the flash to her ancestors, and the credits hit. Fucking great ending to an episode. Mm-hmm. Sign me the fuck up for episode 3. Guys, Emmy, what's your thoughts here?
100% Bonnie's going to die. Just this scene alone, I was like, the foreshadowing is unreal.
Okay, so Grandpa's going to jail. Bonnie and Biscuits are dying. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
No, Biscuits is not dying. I'll die on that hill.
It's Biscuits all but confirmed.
Will not.
I think they're swerving you. I don't think it's going to be Bonnie. I think it's going to be Biscuits.
I think they're going left when you're going right.
Yeah, you think they're going to make it that obvious? That. The people that are going to get hurt. Oh, it's Bonnie. You think Marvel Studios is going to be like, we told you.
And then
it's
Bonnie, and then... And the person pulling the trigger, though, is Maya.
She's going to shoot Bonnie?
Wow.
That'd Maya, be a...
So what's like, the hero's what's the hero's journey when she shoots her childhood best friend? What happens then?
It was a whoopsie-doo.
Whoopsie. All right. And everyone loved Maya at the end. The end. Yeah. It's going to go great. I'm sure that's going to work for me.
She shot her fire person.
Yeah.
Cousin.
It's great. It's flawless. It's flawless, Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible. And I'll say this. Mm-hmm. This scene with her and Henry arguing almost entirely in ASL, but also this is the most I think I've heard Maya actually whisper along as she's signing.
Uh-huh.
It was so tense. And I was watching it. The second time I was watching it, my wife was next to me and she looked up at this scene because the only part she saw of the whole show really is this argument that they're having. And my wife was just like, holy fucking shit. They're doing it. They're doing a whole show about a person who's deaf with AS. I was like, it was using American Sign Language. I was like, yes, that's so fucking cool. You have no idea. Like, she was a little shocked. She was a little taken aback that,
and it
was
works.
It fucking works.
Like,
it
intense. Yeah.
I mean, I feel everything when I'm watching this. And I really think it's how expressive Maya is. I think she is so, so fucking good with both how she signs and her face and all, like, everything together. I am fucking here for it. This is representation, but it's also good representation. I don't mean that in a rude way, but it's fucking...
As opposed to shoehorned in.
It's not pandering. It's not pandering. Yeah. It just feels good television with representation. That's what needs to happen, I feel like. It doesn't mean, like, here's representation, just right here. Hey, this is fucking great television. And we get that representation. That's the way. And I love that. I think it's a win-win because it's, I don't know. I'm fucking loving the series. And Maya is really the big reason why. Like I said, character can be a bit of a dick, a douche. Fucking love it. I fucking love this character. This character is very different than what I have seen in the MCU. I want more of her. I think she's fucking fantastic. Yeah. I don't need her to be a hero. Don't make her a hero, Marvel. Don't.
Her relationship with Henry, I want more of that. Yep. I want to know why he feels he can control what she's doing. I want to know why he feels he has to clean up after her and keep things under wraps. What is their relationship? It's very interesting.
Great point. That's a great point.
And last week we talked about how people sign differently to Maya based on how well they know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like step grandpa. I mean, his sentences are very short. They're very much like Kevin from that episode of The Office when he's like,
yeah,
why use more word when few word do trick? He's very much that, but he gets a point across. Henry's signing is very clinical. Elaborate. Almost.
Yep.
Like it's there's not expression put on it, but I don't know ASL, so I don't know
age, sex, location.
That completely stopped.
Sorry. What was your ASL, Amy? Your famous ASL that you used on AOL chat rooms?
It was always 16, a female. I'm in New York, and I'm wearing a lime cream thong and a black tank top.
Mine was always legal, yes, please, and right outside your window.
I love it, Amy. She was probably 11 or 12 years old, and she's like, 16's a grown-up age. I'm going to use 16.
Yeah, I'm old enough to fuck.
Old enough to know better.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There are so many people that should get arrested. Honestly, though, they were probably also...
They were all 12 as well.
12-year-old
girls. Everyone was 12, no matter what age you put. Oh, so fucking funny. I remember AOL chat rooms. They were like, hey, 20s New York? And I'm like, yes, please. I'm 12. I'm practically 20. Join this chat room. Hey, 20-year-olds.
Sound 20.
If you round up.
Yeah. Hi, 20-year-olds. How are you doing? Fellow 20-year-old New Yorker here. I'm typing here. I'm typing here. Am I right? Anyway.
Hey, yo. Who likes their pizza?
Yeah. I like mine New York style. Hey. Okay.
Anyone seen a good Broadway show?
Yeah. Everyone in New York's like, shut the fuck up. All right.
I went to Central Park today in my lime green thong and black TikTok. All
right. ASL. What's your ASL?
ASL.
If you don't know what that is.
No, we were. I meant American Sign Language.
Oh, sorry.
Not sex location. Oh. I know. That's where the confusion came in.
Unclear. Well,
shit.
Unclear.
We need to edit all that out now. Fuck.
Very confusing. I was confused.
Yeah, me too. My goodness.
If you ever talked to anybody who was wearing a lime green thong and a black tank top in the early aughts, it was me, and you should be arrested.
Yeah, turn yourself in now, assholes.
Yeah, we know who you are.
Yeah, they're on the way. It's better if you just cooperate.
Whoop, whoop.
Police are on the way.
We found your search history from 25 years ago. Or your chat history.
Name Chris Hansen comes out of nowhere. Yeah. So what did you think you were doing?
Man, I'm 48.
Dude, I was fucking 12 too. What the fuck? Anyway, so. All right.
Well, yeah.
Look, guys, that is Echo.
I had a point there.
Oh, sorry. You really were talking about American Sign Language. I'm so sorry. What was your point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so his sign language is very clinical, and then I was going to also go with. There was something else.
You asked me to. Hey, I had something else. I throw it to you.
I was hoping by the time you got to me, that I would be thinking of something other than a lime green song.
If Emmy remembers her notes, she can interrupt me during this closing piece. But thank you so much for listening and watching our Echo Episode 2 review. We will be back next Thursday reviewing Echo Episode 3. We really, really appreciate you. If you really like the show, you want to support the show, you're listening on a podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, the quickest way to support us is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Also, we have a question at the end of each Spotify episode of what you thought of the episode. There's been a couple of really sweet comments lately talking about how much you enjoyed the podcast. We are reading those. Thank you so much for being just an absolute sweetheart.
So nice.
It really does. It means the absolute world to us that you are finding time to just let us know that you are watching the show, you're enjoying the show. I believe that was C-R-I-S-E- L-R-A-Y-O. I'm going to say Crystal Rayo. Either way, I'm really appreciative of the podcast that you guys have created. It truly is the funniest and greatest Marvel podcast that you can find on Spotify. It's always a good listen with the Avengers. We read those comments. We read all of them. Thank you so much. It just puts a little pep in our step. If you want to leave a 5-star rating on your Spotify or Apple podcast, really does go a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show. Another way to support the show, you got a dollar. That sounds weird, but throw it our way. Patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. $1 gets you access to our Discord. It gets you, no, Emmy, $1. Just one.
Oh, well, I was doing it for all 12 months.
Oh, if you want to do 12 Four, months. Five, yes, six, you can do that. Seven, and eight, you get, nine, 10, you get 11, 12. I think you get 10% off or something like that if you do 12 months at a time. Either way, nice. patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. You get Discord. You get exclusive episodes not found anywhere else and pre-show banter. So check us out over on the Patreon. It really does help the show, keeps our lights on. And last but not least, Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, Avengers Podcast. Give us a follow. You can find us all over the social media. We try to respond and react and talk to you guys as much as possible, as much as you reach out to us. And in addition, youtube.com/TheAvengers. Check out our video version of this podcast. Keith created some really cool artwork. There's a train right below us. We got to talk directly to Biscuits during this episode, so you should check that out as well. Shout out to Keith making us look a lot better than we really are. Really, really appreciate that, man. So, yeah, but thank you so much for joining us on the show. Emmy, did you remember your note?
No.
All right, do you have a credits name?
It's gone. I do.
All right.
I do have that. I actually have 4 credits names, but I'm going to save 2 of them for later because I don't think that I'm going to find very many more.
So we're going to get a 2-fer today? Is that what you're saying?
You're getting a 2-fer today.
All right. What's our 2-fer?
Okay.
All right.
So our out-of-towners, a.k.a. white people, and I say this as a white person, and I know who I is. They have the whitest names of white names ever, and all of their names are the whitest.
My
names.
Goodness, Emmy, what's the names?
We have Ashley Heath and Jonathan D. Williams. So we've got all four of those names are so very fucking white.
So that's our credits name.
Ashley and Heath and Jonathan and William.
I gotta be honest, as a white person, fucking A. That's fair. Right.
Shout out to y'all.
Thank you so much.
I know
much.
Y'all been through a lot.
Thank you so much for watching the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the show. We love you all. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
It. Keith, any final words before we leave Echo Episode 2?
I just love the way that Biscuit said, I don't know why you got to be all somehow. I just helped you with that sale with the Naholos. I don't know what Naholos means. I want to know. Please reach out to me.
I think it definitely means white people.
I think it means too, but I can't look it up.
Ashley and Heath. And Heath, Jonathan and William.
William. Okay.
And we're out. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you next week.
All my life. For someone like you.
All right, I gotta go watch Drag Race, y'all. Da-da.